helps women end the Six Nations on a high, and it's playoff time in the Indigo Premiership. Welcome to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. We'll preview the Indigo Premiership playoff games shortly, but let's start by looking back to the end of all the Six Nations. Some tough times during the tournament, certainly, and some lessons learned. But it ended in exciting fashion, a late try to beat Italy in front of a record and passionate crowd at the Principality Stadium. A relief for coach Ewan Cunningham.
You know, it was a special moment because we've gone through a lot together as a group, and it's been a tough campaign, and we've had some tough meetings trying to get better. But I'm just so proud of the team. I'm so proud of the effort. You know, we stayed in the arm wrestle there, which at one point Italy were, you know, at a point of pulling away, and I thought the way we stayed in it was very good. So I'm just super proud of everyone.
And probably relieved after you had a try ruled out, which might have been wrongly ruled out close to time as well.
Yeah, we were looking at that and thinking it's been stripped here, it's probably not a knock on, and but we were pleased we had the opportunity to go after them at the scrum and play out of it. And again, something we've spoken about through the campaign about being more clinical and patient in that area, and I thought we were much better today. You know, we scored two tries from those entries today, so that's growth in us, and I'm pleased we got over the line.
How did the big stage play into it all, the occasion?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Great platform for the players to go and express themselves, the whole build-up, the supporters, you know, the stadium itself is great. Brilliant for us, we loved it.
Overall, how much does the victory take the edge off the disappointment of the wooden spoon and the frustration from earlier?
Yeah, when the emotion comes down and everyone settles, and we will look at it critically, you know, we will look at ourselves and look at where we can get better. But I think what's important at this time is to enjoy this, because we have gone through a tough period, even coming off WXV, you know, so this was the springboard we needed to go back in the right direction.
And you've got a likely playoff now against Spain. How are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I think it's another opportunity for us to build momentum. I think it's sometime in June. So what's important for us now is that we, you know, we review this critically. Players go back to PWR if they play in those clubs and finish their season strong, so they come in with good momentum as well.
And later in the year, do you think the chance maybe to play at a bit of a lower level in 2 or 3 will serve you well in terms of developing confidence, getting some wins under your belt, and allowing some more patterns to develop in the team?
Yeah, I think that is something that can help us. You've got to look at Scotland last year. You know, Scotland went to WXV2 and won it, and they gained momentum, allowed them to gain confidence in their attacking rugby. So that could be a big positive for us.
Let's hope so. Captain Hannah Jones felt it was a job well done.
We said this week that we wanted to finish on a positive after a tough campaign. The girls showed grit out there, determination, and I think resilience was a key word for me today that I used throughout the week. We definitely shown it today, and it means the absolute world that we won today.
How difficult has it been to keep confidence, keep belief going into appearance on a big stage like this at the end of the tournament?
Yeah, we love playing here today, and we'd like to thank our supporters that have stuck by us. And, you know, having 10,000 or plus, which is brilliant today, is just the start of big crowds. You know, we've filled up CAP, which is brilliant, and, you know, that's the next stage for us is in here.
Competition gets tougher and tougher every year, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we'll regroup now, we'll reflect on this campaign, see where we need to get better at as players and as a unit, and then, you know, go from there. But this is definitely, you know, we deserve this win today, and I'm thankful to the girls keeping by me and to the staff that have, you know, stuck together and worked hard, and it's definitely deserved today.
At the end of the club season now, you'll have to regroup in June and focus again for that one-off against Spain?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a different route to where we thought we were going, but we're still on that route of, you know, getting to the World Cup.
The WXV second tier, what sort of opportunities could that offer you to build a little bit of confidence for the future?
Definitely more attacking opportunities. You know, we defended a lot in Tier 1, so having teams that are similar style to us or similar level or, you know, a little bit less level than us, it's probably give us confidence now to go out and play and bring that into a Six Nations like Ireland and Scotland have done.
And that's been shown this season. So, What were the final minutes like, with Wales trailing, an unlucky refereeing decision going against them? Flanker Alicia Butchers explained what the mood was on the pitch.
To be honest, we've been on the field, it's surprising how calm we actually were. We've spoke about that moment and we've practised it, and that's what Test rugby's about, is being able to see out a game like that against a tough side. And after the game's definitely emotional. It's been a hell of a journey and a hell of a ride, this tournament. But ultimately, I'm just so proud of everyone and the whole team, not just the 23, but the backroom staff, the TRs, the girls that were involved today. It's been a whole team effort, and we said we wanted to finish on the win, and we did that. So, yeah, just extremely happy. Whatever happens, we always prepare. And when we got that scrum, I was never in doubt that we wouldn't finish with a try and under the post like that to give our kicker the best chance to get the two as well. So, yeah, just extremely happy. That's all I can say, really.
How would you sum up the whole occasion with 10,500 people at the stadium, first time you've played here for 5 years as a side? What does that feel like?
Oh, it was amazing. And, you know, I think playing here at the home of Welsh Rugby, after the campaign we've had, to get a record crowd just shows how much the fans are behind us. And I'd just like to thank the Welsh public on getting behind us. They really made a difference today, and we really wanted to put out a performance for them and show them what women's rugby is about, and I'm just happy that we did that.
How much does today make up for the frustrations that you've experienced in particularly the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, ultimately we haven't had the tournament we wanted on reflection. However, to get that win today, I think it just shows what we could have done and what we can do moving forward. And whatever the next 2 months hold for us, this will put us in good stead, finishing on the win. And it's definitely grown a little bit of confidence within the group, and that's exactly what we needed. So not just as the 23, but as all management as well, we needed this.
And a home playoff for a place in WXV,
yeah.
Second tier, potentially some slightly less difficult opponents than you had in last year's WXV.
Yeah.
How much of an opportunity does that offer you to develop, maybe in the same way as Scotland
yeah.
did, winning the second tier last year and playing better in the Six Nations as a consequence?
Yeah, all competitions tough these days. Like, you look at the Six Nations, and third to sixth is extremely difficult, and it can go either way. But getting a chance to play in WXV and grow on the confidence we've built today, it's great. And, you know, we love playing Test rugby and we can't wait for it already. So, yeah, bring it on.
What does it say about the record crowd? Mm. You know, it would be easy for the crowd to come here with Wales getting positive results, but them coming, you know, to support you guys in terms of this final game?
Yeah, that speaks volumes to us as a squad. But we sold near enough 10,000 tickets, and I think that just gives us the boost we needed, because, like I said, we haven't had the tournament we wanted, but to get the Welsh fans still coming to support us, our family, our friends, like all the fans out there today, I think it's just so inspiring, and we definitely take a lot of positive energy from that, and, you know, we can't thank them enough. And I love being Welsh, and the Welsh public really, really brought it today, so I'd just like to thank them all.
Just some thoughts on Yoa then. You know, he's obviously fronted up every defeat. It spoke volumes, the reaction of the players towards him at the end of the game.
Like I've said, we're one team. We might be 23 of us and, you know, coaching staff, but we back Yoa, we back all the management, and it's been tough. He's stuck by us every step of the way, and that speaks volumes of him as a coach. We wanted to win that today for him, for us, and for this whole squad. And, yeah, I'm just really happy that it was a whole squad effort. And I think I really feel like we deserved that today.
Player of the match, Gwenllian Pearce.
It's amazing. I really enjoyed that game. And as a team, we're really happy with that win today.
What did it feel like as an occasion with 10,500 people here?
It was mind-blowing. It was amazing to have such a crowd. And also in the Principality Stadium, that gives us boost as well when we're on the pitch. So, yeah, we want to thank all the fans for coming and support us through this hard time.
Yeah, how much more of a relief is it, given what's happened before this season, that you've had quite a few lows coming into this?
Yeah, it's been a really hard campaign, but this week we kept, like, together. Everyone wanted this win today, and I think we showed it on the pitch.
The summer against Spain, that'll be another big occasion, won't it?
Yes, it's going to be a big occasion against Spain. We need to win that game to qualify for the World Cup, so it'll be a big game for us.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. A playoff game against Spain to come and a lower group in WXV, but a chance to look for some victories and to hone the attack, hopefully. So we've looked back. Now let's look forward. Llandovery topped the Indigo Premiership League table, centre pairing Max Page and Adam Warren amongst the key players, just pipping Newport by a point, while Ebervale and Cardiff also qualified for the playoffs. We'll hear from Newport and Ebervale shortly, but first Llandovery, of course. Last season it was Cardiff who topped the league table and Llandovery who came through to win the final and claim the title. This time is the other way around. So is Llandovery coach Ciara Sevens worried about a reversal of roles?
It's the nature of the beast, and it's not only in Wales, it's World Rugby. Obviously, there's the league campaign, and then there's always a playoff, isn't it? You know, grand final, whatever it is. And so I think it's important for the league to have that jeopardy. I think it increases interest and everything else. Nevertheless, we'd like to finish top this year, and I think that was it's a big achievement, okay? But we know we don't get to keep the trophy unless we win the next two games, so we're prepared for that.
What's been responsible for you going up a notch in the league, do you think?
We've got a good balance in our squad, and you've got young boys like Max and Harry Thomas and Josh Moss, and these boys are breaking through and adding to our environment as well. But you know, experienced players like Adam and Lou Rees and Jack Jones and players like that do our steel, really, our spine of our team, and they're very good at this level.
And if you're looking at development, your centre pairing is perfect. Yeah, an experienced old pro and a youngster who's coming up of whom big things are predicted.
Yeah, that's the way we see it, yeah, is that balance, you know, of having experienced players around young players. That, you know, my personal opinion, I think that accelerates learning. I think there's nothing better than being on the field and in the heat of battle and somebody experienced next to Max telling him you could be doing it this way or you should be doing it that way or don't worry about that. Those kinds of learnings in the heat is really important, I think, and with that as well, I think we value winning as well. I think winning's a good trait to have as a professional rugby player, because at some stage it's going to be all about winning. And as much as development's really important, I think developing cultures that understand the importance of winning in professional sport is really important as well.
And to talk about Max for a moment, I mean, he broke into the 20s through injuries. It's a tough centre pairing to try and dislodge, wasn't it? But what's his ceiling, do you think?
Oh, sky's the limit. You know, he hasn't been playing rugby that long in reality. He was a very good footballer as a youngster, and he's come into the game quite late. He's got physical attributes, he's got an X factor. He just needs to be honed a bit now, really, and confidence needs to grow and back himself a little bit more and better decisions on the field consistently. But every game he has an X factor moment that not many players are able to do. So from that perspective, he's an exciting, very exciting talent.
And we saw that in the Six Nations, didn't we? Were you surprised, or was that what you expected?
I've worked with Max for a long time. I know his capabilities. I know potentially how he can go. So those moments will always be in his game. He has the ability to beat people, and not many people have that ability, and that's his X factor. So growing, developing, making sure that he's, you know, becomes a more rounded player, but we can't lose that X factor as well, because that is USB in many ways.
Persuading him to move from football to rugby, was that you?
No, he was done when I started working with him, but he worked with me in College Cigar, and he was tremendous in college rugby, and there's no doubt he was ready to go to semi-pro, and I know the Scarlets have big hopes for him.
Newport will be favourites facing Ebervale in the other semi-final, and it's been a funny week for Steelman outside half Evan Lloyd, training at the Dragons with many of his opponents this weekend. He spoke to Rob Cole.
Well, Evan, coming to the end of the season now, two big games in prospect. How are you looking forward to this semi-final against Newport?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Boys, over the last sort of 12 months, they've put in a lot of hard work, so hopefully it's time to dig in. This business end where it really matters.
You've been one of the more consistent teams in the tournament, and one of those teams that nobody else really wants to play.
Yeah, I think so. I think coming up to Eugene Cross is obviously a tough place to come and play. But then Team Ebervale, they obviously defend well, kick well. And yeah, we're a tough side to play against. But yeah, hopefully coming to rewards on the weekend.
And you, of course, you went to Newport Stadium and won earlier in the season, didn't you?
Yeah, we've won there the last 2 years. In big games, Jason's big advocate for keeping things simple and nailing the fundamentals. Like any game, you can't go too far away from your set piece, your defence. and then everything to come off the back of that, really. So same game plan, approach on the weekend, go nail our fundamentals, and yeah, a big approach around those, and what will be will be.
Given the huge turnover in players at the start of the season last summer, I mean, Jason's done a remarkable job with all of you.
I think Jason, John, Chairman, they've been massive over the last 18 months or 2 years of what the visions of the club were to look like, and has to build from within and from youngsters coming through. So from the top of the club down to the bottom is about that vision of, yeah, just the local area really committing together. So like we've had sessions with Nantyglo, Bryn Mawr, Blaenau this season, are just local clubs really digging in together, really, and hopefully the better relationships we have there, that yeah, it'll be really good for the local area.
So you talk about partnerships, and you're here with some Dragons kit on because you've been training with the Dragons. Is this a question of sleeping with the enemy, given that Joe Westwood and Jay Hope have been training with you this weekend?
Not at all. You could call Newport Dragons A this weekend, I suppose, but no, not at all. Now, they're obviously boys with ambitions to go further in the game, and they're just at the development stage of their career. Hopefully they're going to bigger things, but yeah, no, it'll be good to play against everyone on the weekend.
Now, we talked about your consistency this season, but Newport really have had a great run into this semi-final.
Yeah, they have. They're a side which we obviously respect. They can play some really good rugby. As we've seen the other week, they've had a couple of good results where if you give them an inch, they'll rip you apart. So for us, it's just about focusing on ourselves, really. We don't really delve too far into the other teams and what they can do. We talk about consistency, it's about what's good for ourselves, really.
So it's going to be a great contest up front, we know that, but it's going to be a great battle at number 10. I mean, lots of people would suggest that Matt O'Brien's the best player in this league. Don't know what you feel about that, but maybe you can upset him.
No, Matt's, yeah, he's obviously a good guy, but yeah, let's see on Saturday.
And you personally looking forward to it?
Yeah, it should be a good occasion.
Yeah,
it'll be a good crowd there, and we've got a couple of supporters' buses down. It's obviously a shame, I think it's something to do with limited capacity there on the Saturday, yes. But just for safety reasons, I think, yeah. Obviously safety's paramount. So yeah, it should be a good occasion between two Gwent rivals, and yeah, third time we'll meet this year. So yeah, it should be a good occasion.
And I guess if there was an award for the noisiest, most raucous set of fans this season, it would certainly be the Evervale fans.
Evervale, yeah, they're up there. They've got a great support home and away. Yeah, they're really good, to be honest. They took two buses up to RGC around Christmas time, and you give them 100%, they'll give 110 back. So yeah, looking forward to come playing.
It's interesting, it's one all in all the Gwent derbies for you this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So it'd be great to get one over, as you did on your brother when you last played Pontypool.
Yeah, slightly disappointed with our performance last time out against Pontypool, but no, they've been a great addition to the league. They brought a lot of numbers, they brought a lot of support. They're obviously really proud club, a lot of good history there, so great to have them back in the league. But yeah, that was a good occasion, and looking forward to Saturday.
And what would a win mean to you and the club?
I think it's what we've worked for, really. We've spoken about we want to be a side which is winning trophies, competing for trophies. We played in the semi-final against Llandovery in the cup about 2 months ago, and whatever happened on that day, the occasion got to us. We were poor, probably didn't give the supporters what they deserved on that day, really. But yes, we got a chance on Saturday to hopefully put things right and give us a shot of winning the trophy following week.
Have you learned from that experience?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've been a side this year where we've got 20 18-year-olds, 18, 19-year-olds in the squad. Yeah, so this is a massive learning experience for everyone within there. So yeah, I think we've got a good range between lots of boys who've had lots of good experiences and lots of youngsters who are wanting to get involved in that.
I guess it's a day when the experience of someone like Jonathan Evans comes into play, playing inside you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't really rival John. Got a really good relationship. Played together the best part of 50, 60 times now over the last 18 months. And yeah, he's been the top of the level for the Bath Scarlets here at the Dragons. Boys with lots of experience. He obviously come through in training. Yeah, it'll be good to play outside him again on Saturday.
Newport will be looking at some up-and-coming players as well. In particular, scrum half Jay Hope and centre Joe Westwood. They too spoke to Rob Cole.
Well, big game this weekend, fellas. Stepping down, stepping up. How do you view it, playing for Newport?
Yeah, obviously looking forward to it. It'd be nice to play in and for like a final, trying to get a final, which would be good for the club. I think we got the playoffs last year, but we lost in the semi-final, so just looking to get our next step, really.
Of course, it's a big local derby, isn't it, Shay?
Very big. We beat them last time we played them, but they beat us at the start of the season. And it's on Spitty as well, quite a small pitch. It'd be nice to see who comes out on top.
you had a pretty good game at Spinney Park last time, didn't you? A breakaway try and got the team across the line. You've had a great season there.
Been giving it a go. It's nice to actually get some game time again, nice run of games. Love playing for Newport, good style of rugby and stuff, but yeah, it's been going well this season.
And of course that got you into the Dragons side. You're off the bench recently, weren't you? And
yeah, I've had a couple of games, which is nice. Nice bit of exposure.
Coming out of the 20s, as you both have done recently, how is it making that step up? And where does this tier of rugby sit with you? Is it a help? Is it a hindrance? Or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's weekly rugby, which is probably what we need. You get to play with other academy boys as well and against other teams with some top players. And I think next year as well, the competition's probably going to get a bit stronger. I think it'll be better for the academy boys.
Does it help prepare you, Shay, when you step up to play at the Dragons?
It's good that you're actually playing every week, so you're not rusty or anything. Cause I feel like, personally, I'm a bit better when I'm playing constantly instead of just like a few weeks off or whatever. So
you get a bit of rhythm.
Yeah, a bit of rhythm, yeah.
What would it mean for you particularly to get to a final like this?
I've been with Newport now for a couple of years, and the first season I was there, we almost won the league, but we just come second, I think. And then last year, then we got the playoffs, lost in the semis. So I think this year now, it'll really top off a good season if we can get a win in the final. Well, we've got to win the semi first.
Yeah, quite. We're looking at the Newport team, and we see so many players having come through into the Dragon side, and a few other players like Ollie Andrew this season getting a chance. I mean, it's doing its job, this tier of rugby, it seems.
Yeah, I feel like it is. A lot of us playing together, and I think with the squads being a lot smaller at the regions now, a lot of us academy boys getting a lot more opportunities, and especially playing with each other. Yeah. We've had a lot of young backlines play for the Dragons this year.
Yes. What about Evan Lloyd? Bit of a danger man?
I haven't really thought too much into it, to be honest. We've just been focusing on ourselves, so hopefully if we turn up Saturday, we'll do the job on him.
Yeah, I suggested to him earlier on that he was sleeping with the enemy this week, but he and Harry Reece Weldon will have a few points to prove, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be out for Everville. They'll be looking to get after a new boss.
They'll have a couple of fans down there, won't they?
Yeah.
But isn't it great we've got this big Gwent derby and a big occasion?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, obviously, I haven't played against Everville this year, but I played in the Pontypool Newport one at the start of the year, and it's a big game.
Yeah,
should be good. It should be a good crowd down there too. I think they've opened up the other side, haven't they?
Yeah. So, and what about Jonathan Evans coming up against him? He's been a real wily customer of the
year. Yeah, he's a solid player, to be fair to John. Don't really like playing against him too much. He's a bit niggly, but we'll see how he goes on a weekend.
He's on your case all the time.
Yeah, he's on my case.
Yeah. Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely. Cheers.
Much more next week on the Welsh Rugby Union podcast as we preview in the final and look ahead to next season. But until then, goodbye.